This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. With just a few days to go until the U.S. national elections, there are growing fears Russian efforts to undermine the American democracy extend far beyond the polls. Defense security officials worry part of Moscow's plan is to sow division and discord, trying to conquer the U.S. military with social media messaging. Meantime, President Trump has been out on the campaign trail where he took an aim at candidates in the opposition Democratic Party.
Lie after lie. Broken promise after broken promise, that's what he did. Unlike President Obama, we live by a different motto. It's called promises made, promises kept.
And former President Barack Obama also appeared at campaign rallies.
This Tuesday might be the most important election of our lifetimes. Politicians will always say that. But this time, it's actually true.
The election will be held Tuesday, November the 6th. Number of U.S. troops deploying to the southern border with Mexico has increased to more than 8,000. President Trump ordered the troops to keep a caravan of Central American asylum seekers out of the United States. Mr. Trump also is telling the American soldiers to fight back against migrants who threaten violence.
The president says strong young men in one of the migrant caravans heading toward the border threw rocks at Mexican police and soldiers. He says he won't put up with that. And if it happens to American troops, they should react as if the rocks are rifles.
AP Sagar Magani. A Pakistan government team negotiated a deal with Islamist groups diffusing days of protest over the Supreme Court's acquittal of Christian women accused of blasphemy against Islam's holy prophet. Asia Bibi says she was falsely accused after a heated argument with women who refused to drink the water she offered as a Christian. This is VOA News.